Where do you go for the insights and intel that keep you informed? It's easy to find tons of news and how-to stuff, but what about the commercial acumen, the business awareness that separates the good from the great professionals? The insights, the trends, the nuances, the patterns, the predictions, the drivers of change. Well, I'm Rob Brown, and that's exactly what we're doing here. With this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people who care about accounting, who talk to tech experts, fellow professionals, and clients every day. These people are on the front line in seeing what's working and what isn't. And you can't beat a variety of experts that comes from not just a couple of conversations or talking to your people in your own bubble. You need diversity of thinking and perspectives. So we're asking a range of experts in accounting, finance, and tech the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. And in this daily show of 10 to 15 minutes, you get over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with a stake in the game. And each episode gives you five answers to one of these questions, so you're a step ahead of everyone else in knowing what the world is thinking about the topics that matter. Let's jump into today's episode. Today, we're soliciting the views of our influencers and leaders on what's coming up for accounting professionals, firms, the profession generally, and the tech ecosystem that surrounds it. Adaptation, innovation, and invention are changing the game almost daily. This fluid state of change makes you wonder how accountants are coping with the now, let alone the future. Let's hear what our diverse and knowledgeable experts think is on the horizon. Introducing here Christine Nicholson, an award-winning professional business mentor and exit planner for accountants, specializing in guiding accounting professionals through successful business exits and transitions.
So my three predictions, top number one is going to be there will be another industry scandal. This is one of the things that comes around in this cycle, because accounting as a profession is always evolving, and therefore the issues are always evolving. And one of the things that we know is that behavior that we have today that's not acceptable may have been acceptable 20 or 30 years ago or tolerated. So there will be another scandal, a bit like an Enron type of scandal or an Anderson, you know, the Arthur Anderson. And I don't know quite what position it will take, but it will knock the accountant's reputation again. Guarantee you, it will come around as frequently and as consistently as the economic cycle is guaranteed to happen. So that's my first big prediction. The second prediction is I can see the profession becoming again more and more specialized, and so that there will be threads of specialization. And I almost see it becoming like the legal profession, where you'll have your high street generalists, but most of the time they will then refer to specialists. So I think it's okay to be a generalist, but the people who win will have clearly identified the specialism, and they'll focus on developing those specialist skills. And then the third prediction I have is that the industry will start to really shuffle into winners and losers. And the winners will be the ones that have a strategic approach to the people focus in their business, to adopting technology, appropriate technology, as a strategy, not just a grab a shiny thing. And ultimately, those people who ask the best questions of their clients will be the ones that win.
Let's tune in now to hear Clive Hand, an Irish digital accountant who utilizes QuickBooks Online to empower businesses with real-time financial insights and success strategies.
So my top three predictions for the accounting world in the coming years are the greater introduction and integration of automation and AI, and the low-value tasks of accounting and bookkeeping will be removed, and it will allow us as a financial experts to work closer with our clients. So if we spend 70% of our time doing bookkeeping and 30% of our time having conversations, AI and automation is going to flip that on its head, where we now spend 70% time on conversations and 30% on bookkeeping. That's a real win-win for both us, adding greater value to our business and to our clients and their business as well. In addition to that, cloud accounting is just going to continue to grow. with greater level of integrations. So what we're seeing at the minute is we always had a selection of accounting tools, software tools to use, and we always went and picked which one was the best for the job that we wanted it to do. What we're seeing now is a change. We're starting to see an evolution of greater integration between different software providers themselves. So, for example, QuickBooks and Dex. We don't no longer need to open up Dex to use Dex. We can use it within QuickBooks. So that closer integration between software providers is going to, is where I see software is evolving, okay? No longer is it going to be APIs, it's going to be a direct integration. The third area I see is going to be cybersecurity. So if we're embracing automation, AI, greater cloud adoption, this area of cybersecurity and protecting our clients' financial information as well as our own is going to become ever, ever more important. And it's going to become to a stage where it's no longer having security cameras and double locked doors, keep our premises safe, more focuses on how we keep our digital information safe and how to keep us out of the hands of the wrong people.
Let's explore the ideas of Dan McMahon, a value creation and governance expert to the professional services industry, dedicated to enhancing value and governance within firms for sustainable growth.
So the top three predictions that I'd have for the world of accounting in the next 3 years would be, first of all, the people who are trying to transition their businesses, they need to get their arms around the business. They've got to control it. They're not going to be the one cleaning up the checkbook if they pass away suddenly at their desk. So there has to be transitional aspects in play where there's a better corporate governance infrastructure for firms for intergenerational transfer. And I think that that need is going to drive some change. I'm in the middle of that right now. The second thing is, I think that the technology that firms are using is going to start. You mentioned a little bit ago in this discussion that only 37% of accountants actually automate a bank reconciliation. The profession's going to have to get with the program and get caught up with the technology. The technology is ahead of the profession. So I think that just for matter of survival, the profession's going to have to get up to speed with technology. And I think the third thing is accountants have a wealth of knowledge. This morning, I just watched that video that Martin Bessette put together, and it's brilliant. And it talks about being a better advisor, being a proactive advisor to your clients. Your clients look for that from you as a CPA. You're the trusted advisor, the most trusted advisor. And I'm sure the same holds true as the chartered accountants in the UK. So we as a profession need to become better at anticipating issues and communicating them and having a mechanism to do so. So I think that's the third thing. We're going to become better advisors.
Next on our list of experts is Daniel Rock, CRO at Sweetfiles, where he has spent over a decade helping accounting firms solve their document management challenges, making their practices more efficient and secure.
I think it's going to be a fairly big period of upheaval and potentially turmoil for the industry, because I think the talent shortage is only going to get worse before it gets better. And I think that is something that people are going to, so there's going to be a fight for good talent. And I think that's a big piece of what's happening out there. I think the way that the industry uses technology is going to change. It's going to look, it's already, depending on the market that you're in, and some markets are more bought in to the collaborative ecosystem, to the cloud accounting piece than other markets are. But I think that that's going to become a big part, even bigger part of what people do, and being able to work seamlessly, no matter what systems you're using, and have data talk to each other. And I think that becomes incredibly important. And I think, like, people care more about the who and the why than they ever have done before. And I think things like having sustainable accounting practices, being seen as a accounting firm that does things the right way for the right reasons, is going to be important for people as well. I think, you know, without trying to sound too woke or things like this, I do think the days of business being business, that is gradually changing as Gen Z becomes business owners and decision makers. I think what you'll start to see is they will care more about who they buy from and the story behind the business that they're using. And I think that becomes something that accounting firms need to become aware of. And just to touch back, I think linking my last point, going back to my first point around that fight for talent, I think that that's not just about the businesses that people do with. When you're fighting for talent, it's also the company that you work for. And I think one of the things that, you know, and I've been doing this and been working for a long time now, which is scary, you know, people, and I see people coming into the workforce, they do care about who. They care about who they work for and why they work for them. And I think having that sense of purpose is really important. So people want to get a sense of purpose of the place they're working for. And I also think the tools that they have in their business, if you know, if their job is mundane and boring and they hate doing the routine admin tasks and not the stuff, they're not going to work there for long. They're going to go and find a job where they get more meaningful work, you know. And not making this a sales pitch in any way, but that's kind of the reason for people like us, like Sweetfiles, why we exist, right? Is to make that easier for people to do those jobs. And I think that that helps by having things that people want to do. It makes people want to turn up for work and be part of it.
Prepare to hear now from Daniel van der Heyden, guiding accountants to mastery in accounting and tax, offering deep insights into the complexities of tax law and accounting practices to elevate the profession.
So my top three predictions. So the top one, as with most people, is AI. So AI is going to change not just accounting, most industries, but I don't think it's going to change accounting as much as people think it is going to change it. I think it's going to be much like, you know, computers coming in like the 80s and 90s, then cloud coming in later, right? There's always things that help make our job easier, but it doesn't completely take over our job. So there's always going to be a need for accountants and bookkeepers and things like that. So I don't think it's going to change the industry as much as people think, but it will change it. The other thing is around its sustainability, ESG reporting. I think that's going to become very big over the coming years. I don't know when exactly, but I know it's bigger businesses are now becoming required to do a lot more reporting around that. And that will trickle down to those, you know, down the supply chain to the smaller businesses. So I think that's coming for everyone in Australia and around the world. And then the last one is just around tax compliance. It's going to become more rigorous. So obviously a lot of the tax departments around the world all talk to each other. So it's really hard to hide money now. And there's a lot more reporting around that. And, you know, there's things happening here in Australia as well around things like reporting more information to the ATO in a timely manner. Things like single touch payroll. So it's giving all the payroll information to the ATO when the payroll's done. And even, you know, this new tax rate for larger businesses, 15%. So. Yeah, there's a lot of changes around tax compliance as well, which will, I guess, come on for the accountant to take care of.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what are your top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on what is coming up prediction-wise, what are they willing to bet on, what do they see in their crystal balls? That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North American region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.